Seattle's won five in a row as they tried to sweep the Twins away on Thursday. Kyle Gibson starting for Minnesota trying to stop them. Miguel Sano trying to help them. Mike Zunino, he was the hero on Wednesday night. In the top of the fourth inning, it's still a scoreless game until Jason Castro steps to the plate facing Christian Bergman.
So not hit high in the air, right field has a chance. And Gamble's going to look up. Twins are on the board.
Jason Castro hits his sixth of the year. The Twins break out on top.
And it keeps his hitting streak alive, now at 10 ball games.
See what Mauer can do here with a runner in scoring position and two down.
And Mauer takes it off speed. Weak ground ball to Cano at second base. He'll field it. He bobbles it.
And Adrianza now hung up between third. And now the ball gets away from Seager. Adrianza will come in and score. There will be two errors on one play charged to Robinson Cano. And now Cano will have a chance almost immediately to atone for the errors he committed that gave the Twins a second run. Buxton back and leaping and making the catch in center field. Byron Buxton.
The go-ahead run is on at first base. Mike Zunino.
It's a liner caught by Rogers. Throws to second base. Double play.
And it is still miraculously 2-1.
And that would be the finalist. Seattle's five-game winning streak is over. Kyle Gibson wins. He's 3-4, six innings, five hits, an earned run, and four strikeouts. The Twins play some great defense. They capitalize on a couple of Seattle errors, and Minnesota goes on to beat the Mariners 2-1 is Thursday's final, avoiding the series sweep. Here's Minnesota manager Paul Molitor.
You know, I think you're always happy to get your closer back out there if you can after a little bit of a hiccup. And it was a game where I thought we had opportunities to score more runs, which would have made it a little bit more comfortable, but we didn't take advantage. And, but our pitching was good. You know, Gibby had a really nice night. I thought he was aggressive and, put him back out there for the seventh. And, we were kind of guarding the line a little bit and they got a leadoff single. But our bullpen did a really nice job. We got a little bit fortunate with the line drive that Taylor somehow was able to react to. But then Kinsler getting three big outs and getting us back on track.
Taylor Rogers' play was huge defensively, but there were other big plays as well out in the field. How crucial was that, especially giving Kyle that confidence that he's got that team behind him?
You know, defensively, Joe made a nice play. Miggy had a really good series defensively, and the ball that Cano hit to center field, that's an easy misread because the ball really had a lot of carry for, didn't have a lot of height, and, his athleticism enabled him to get back there and make the play. So, when there's only three runs scored in a game, usually defense is going to be a part of that.
Talk before the game about Castro. Is he hot? This is the weirdest 10-game hitting streak I've ever seen one in a day.
I don't think he's hot. I think he's doing better. He's getting some good swings. I think when he concentrates on looking for pitches early in the count that he can handle and in particular not expanding up in the zone, he seems to put together pretty good at bats. He got that little cutter that I think they were trying to get in on him that he hit out, and then he almost hit another one the other way on a good fastball. So some good signs there.
Kyle was pumping the first pitch strikes.
I thought it was really good. I didn't see the numbers, but, you're kind of subconsciously keeping track a little bit of how he's doing. And, they made a little bit of adjustment because he was throwing that curveball over for first pitch, and a couple of guys started looking for it. But he had a good mix. That curveball is really coming on. It used to be more slider changeup for off speed, but that curveball is being used more effectively, and I think it's a good pitch for him.
Gibson's been much better for you guys lately. Do you think he's figured out a little bit of the stuff since coming back up?
I think that, Kyle, and having to go down and work on some things, I don't think he really needed a wake-up call. I think he's just been really trying hard to find a way to, get his career back on a trend that's moving positively and not stagnant or sometimes backwards. He takes a lot of pride. He sometimes overthinks and gets himself in trouble. But when he goes out there with a good aggressive mindset, his results are going to be pretty good. So he's given us some good starts since his return. And, if you're going to plan to hang around these things, you need depth in your rotation, and he certainly can be a part of that. Not trusting his stuff in the strike zone, particularly, throwing way too many pitches that he was hoping to get swings and they'd be balls and get into hitters' counts and then they'd do damage. He couldn't contain innings. You know, instead of one or two, they'd put up five, you know, those type of things.
Brandon Kinstler got the final three outs to pick up his 16th save. Here's Kinstler after the win.
I was just trying to stay calm. Dyson, he's the main thing of that inning right there. I got to focus on really getting him out. Castro did a great job moving in and out. And what, that sets the tone, getting him out. And after that, it's got to make pitches. You know, once we get two outs, nobody on, stuff starts going in your mind again, but you got to stay focused and attack.
When you come into that situation, having just seen what the defense did all throughout this game, some very big, impressive plays, how much does that help in that situation?
Oh, it's huge. I felt terrible yesterday letting the team down. They played a great game. The defense has been great. Everyone's been pitching their butts off. Bullpen did a great job. And for them to grind that game out right there and give me another chance today, I love those guys.
Well, you guys did have two tough losses, but to grind this one out, like you said, and to get the win, how big can that be momentum going forward to finish out this long road trip?
Oh, it's huge. You want to have a happy flight, especially on a long trip all the way up to Seattle. We're going to have a nice little short flight tonight, but happy flight. Everyone goes into San Francisco, tough place to play. The energy would be good, and for us to go in happy and full of energy would be a big thing.
Minnesota stays on the road. They travel to San Francisco for a three-game series starting against the Giants on Friday.